Redemption Hill. My name's Alyssa, and I am going to be talking to you about our Lent practice this week. So today we're going to be talking about the spiritual practice of solitude, or sometimes known as silence and solitude. Solitude can have very polarizing reactions. You might hear solitude and think like, oh no, I hate being alone. Please don't make me do something that involves me being by myself. Or you might be like, thank God, I just need some peace and quiet. Now, both of these are a little misleading in terms of what solitude actually is. So in this book, Celebrations of Discipline by Richard Foster, he talks about solitude not so much as like loneliness or just like being by yourself, but solitude is where we go to be alone with God in order to be filled up, to live a life with God in our everyday. So I want you to think about solitude this week of where can you go to seek out God in order for God to fulfill you or for the Spirit to fill up a part of your life that is feeling dry or even lonely. Solitude is a way that we can combat loneliness by being intentionally alone in order to simply receive from God what we need. And it's not so much like prayer as we're speaking to God when we're in solitude, but it's having a quiet mind and a quiet heart in order to receive from God to go out and do what he's calling us to do. Jesus did this a lot. In the New Testament, he would go out into a lonely place to pray. He would go up to the mountain. He would go into gardens. And we see this a lot throughout the Gospels. And this was Jesus's way of spending time with the Father and having the Father fill him up so that way he could go out and do his mission and be with his disciples. And all of these things stem directly from his relationship with the Father. And so our practice of silence and solitude really is us imitating Jesus and saying, okay, we saw Jesus do this. We saw Jesus go out to be alone. And so we're going to do that too, because our goal as people who love Jesus and people who follow Jesus is to have our lives and the rhythm of our lives look like his. So how are we going to do that this week? There's a couple things I'd suggest trying and see how they go for you. First of all, there's something that Richard Foster calls little solitude. So if you're a person who's like, oh my gosh, no way could I possibly make up more time to be by myself. Like my life is so busy, I don't know where I'm going to get 10 minutes to be alone, 15 minutes to be alone. Pay attention to the times in your day where you are already by yourself. Maybe it's when you're getting ready. Maybe it's when you're in the shower. Maybe it's before you get out of bed. Maybe it's while you're making your coffee and no one else has gotten up yet. See what it would be like to make those moments intentional, moments where you're going to be with God instead of having to create some solitude moment where you're and add it into your day. This is a great way to be like, okay, well, I'm already by myself. Let's see what God will say to me in these quiet moments. So instead of filling them up with like scrolling on your phone or having music on or listening to an audiobook or whatever it is that you like to fill that quiet with, leave it quiet and open up your heart to just really say to God, okay, I'm listening. I'm approaching this time as my time of hearing from you and being with you and see what happens. The second thing is a way to just cultivate a little bit more quiet into our spirit and into our soul. I would suggest that if you are ever talking with people, I do this all the time, where I feel like I have to keep saying the same thing over and over and over and over to make sure people like understand what I'm trying to say or understand where I'm coming from or know that like my actions were justified. I tend to do this all the time. It's a way to control our reputation. I would recommend seeing if you can leave all those words behind, simply act out of what you know is true and drop any impulse to explain what you've done and why, and know that God and his security and his provision for you will cover and will be your justification. That's another way that Richard Foster suggests practicing silence and to bring silence into spaces that maybe actually like aren't truly silent. And then of course, the last way is if you do have some extra time this week to like get away, it's gonna be so nice out, just to like go for a short walk or go sit somewhere quiet, like by the river or at a coffee shop, somewhere where you are by yourself and quiet. God will meet you there. And this is a great way to keep practicing hearing the voice of God throughout this Lent practice. So let us know how it goes and can't wait to hear.